12-year-old selves in the second half in that round?
I don't know. I mean, I think we were taking some shots down the field and you're playing some schoolyard ball there at times, but no, I think, you know, we start off the game with a good drive on our second drive. We just got to be more consistent on third downs early in the game. Second half, we got to some screens and the guys made some nice catches and runs, but we dug ourselves a hole and then we had a chance to come back and tie it up and we didn't do it.
Aaron, other than the touchdown drive in the first half,
we'll have to go back and look at the film. I mean, we didn't convert on third downs during that stretch, and we missed a couple passes. We missed just a couple easy assignments. You know, we had way too many mental errors today. It's tough, you know, it's a tough environment, but we hold ourselves a high standard. And when you're having that many mental mistakes, you know, we got to look at our preparation and go back and fix some things before this division stretch we got.
Aaron, what did you see on the fourth down play, fourth and four?
Yeah, you know, it was a great call. When I caught it, I looked out to Peanut to see if he had eyes in the backfield because I was worried about him sloughing off and tackling Randall short of the goal line. It turns out JJ kind of ran Peanut into 25 there, and Randall was wide open for the touchdown, so it was disappointing.
Is that what you saw when you threw the tablet to the ground?
Oh, they caught that?
Is that what you saw in the
screen? Yeah, there's frustration in this game. It's a frustrating game. It's exhilarating and also frustrating when you make a mistake like that. I mean, I had an easy opportunity there for a pitch and catch touchdown, and I got scared by something. I can't explain it. It's a mistake by myself. I'll definitely be thinking about that one on the ride home. But we got to move on tomorrow and get ready for a division stretch.
Are you talking about Short's rush? Did that distract you? Is that the play you're talking about?
I'm talking about the last play.
Yeah, your short was in your face, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that I had Randall wide open for a touchdown.
Aaron, what you did to your offense to see like it was getting this funny early game in that fourth quarter? You guys seemed a little bit things up.
Well, we just got to a couple screens. It worked and slowed down the pass rush. They had a good pass rush, but we missed a few assignments there, and then we just missed a few throws and just didn't have a lot of space there for a little bit. Then we started kind of getting some other concepts, and the guys made a couple nice catch and runs, and the screens, you know, like I said, slowed things down a little bit.
Is James giving you a little more versatility on the backfield?
James is a great player. He's been a talented player for us for a long time. He does a good job on the screens. He has good tempo. He runs well with the football. He's a good slasher when he's out in the open field.
Aaron, these past two games at Denver and then at Carolina this week, two tough road games. What's your takeaway in terms of how you guys process this going forward?
It's two really good opponents. You know, undefeated opponents. They've been playing well. Cam played really well today. Put up a lot of points, but we had a chance there today. Last week was obviously very disappointing offensively. To struggle that bad, we had a good week of preparation, a good plan, and we just had a poor execution there in the first half. And second half got some things going, but you know we know how it is. You know, when teams come into Lambeau, it's a tough place to play and win. And these two teams have been rolling right now, and that we've played the last 2 weeks with a home field advantage. That being said, we feel confident if we have to come in here into playoffs, we can get the job done.
You encourage it all with the comeback.
Well, I'm sure we will once we look at the film, but you know, this game's about winning, and we came up short today.
Are you encouraged with the comeback? Do you feel good about the offense with what you were able to do down 23 and 1 point?
Not really. I mean, we lost the game. That's we get paid to win.
Aaron, that's an interesting assessment. You said you feel like you had to come in here during the playoffs. You couldn't get the job done. Why do you have that feeling coming after this game?
Well, I think that we can play better on both sides of the ball. It's a good team, but we showed some things there. We could move the ball. We stopped them when we had to. We just got to start a little faster in the game. We spotted them 20 quick points, and then obviously we're down 23 at 1 point in the fourth. So I think this is a talented team. We've shown in the past that we can win on the road, and I feel confident we can do it down the line.
Aaron, how much different do you feel about this team now? And since
I feel the same. I feel very confident in our abilities, both sides of the ball, and in the kicking game. We played two really good opponents. We're undefeated at their place. I think you flip those home and aways there, and I think we could be 8-0 sitting here. We're not, obviously. We're 6-2. We've got 8 games in front of us. We have a tough stretch right now, but I feel great about our football team. I think we're moving in the right direction. Guys are making plays, and we just got to clean some things up mentally.
Aaron, Mike kind of turned the clock back to the way you used to run this offense by showing a different personnel at time early on. Are you at your best when you're changing it up, or do you think you're better when you go 3 wides, a tight end in the back, like you always do when you go up?
I think we did some good things with the personnel. I think you know, we had some positive plays, but the key is when you switch in personnel like that, you have to convert on third down. And we were just poor in the first half doing that, so I think we kind of abandoned that a little bit and went to our 3 receiver set and, you know, had some lulls still, but we were able to put up some points.
Were you disappointed in yourself? You had Randall, certain aspects on Ben Wickery, and sometimes you had him on the safety. A couple times you got him the ball, and there was a couple times where you didn't get him the ball. Is that disappointing?
The last play is very disappointing. And then a couple other plays, we had some chances. He's a great player. We need to get him more involved when we can. I thought Devontae had a good game for us. That's important to get his confidence going. I'm most disappointed by the last play. I'll have to look at the other plays to give you a better opinion there, Sal. But yeah, the whole thing is disappointing. To be able to play that poorly and then to come back and be so close to send it to overtime is frustrating.
You said you're still confident. You had some of your defensive guys get into fairly animated disagreement on the sideline with BJ and Patrick and Ha-Ha. Do you have to make sure that the team that was so successful in the first 6 games led to less than ideal performances create some issues?
I didn't see that, but you know, there's going to be adversity throughout the year. And, you know, we do a good job of keeping that in-house for the most part. With the cameras these days, they catch everything, me throwing a tablet down or throwing a clipboard back in Dallas a few years back or that little thing on the sideline. We're a close-knit group, so I'm sure we'll address that. But there's frustration in this business when you're not playing up to your potential.